Well, that's something having to do with their liver, and it's not producing the bilirubin.
Who's bilirubin?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Well, tell me. Obviously, yeah, I don't know. Do you know?
They know that before you leave the hospital, usually. But if your baby's skin starts turning a little yellow, then we have to worry.
What?
Yeah. And a lot of times you just put them in front of a sunny window.
Mm-hmm. The hell?
Yeah. But no amount of light is going to cure a colicky baby.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Hello, Mother.
Hey, Kate. How are
you? Wow. I don't think I've ever seen you do this podcast without makeup on.
I don't have makeup on. All I did was put lips on because it's just one of those days here in Tucson.
I feel ya. Today, I have been, oh gosh, everyone's like on the roof right now looking at the
solar eclipse.
Okay. So I have gotten so much stuff on TikTok saying all these conspiracy theories about pregnant women and being outside with a solar eclipse, and how you just like it, if you go outside, like bad things will happen to you, and you have to. So I've been inside all day. I haven't been outside once, and they're like, you have to wear red. So I have, you know, my red sweater with me. And they said, if you go outside, your baby will get some sort of like moon birthmark or something. A red birthmark. So I haven't been outside.
No, I haven't read a darn thing on that.
Well, I didn't read it. It's on TikTok.
Yeah. TikToks. Yeah, well. I am in Tucson, Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 3 hours difference from you. I was getting so nervous and paranoid thinking I've got to, because you know how it is with me with these time changes.
And how is it with you?
Well, I just have to remember what time zone I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's X time for you, I have to count up because I didn't realize it's 3 hours difference.
So you're on California time.
Yeah, there's one more time change from us. I'm not on California then.
California's 3 hours, isn't it?
From you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I think you're on California time.
Okay, I don't know where I am.
Story of my life.
I
really wonder if this eclipse situation is, I mean, I, first of all, last night, I mean, nothing new here, but couldn't sleep whatsoever.
Oh, God.
Well, second, lady today has been crazy, like anxious, running around. Finally, she's sitting down, but like, could not settle. She wants to be outside, like on her patio constantly. So I'm just keeping the door open. So I don't know if that's like am I boring you?
Lord. That's a long story, I'll tell you. As you see, when do I wear a bathrobe as well? Mm-hmm. When I do my tapings. And I'm fully clothed underneath.
Yeah.
So another story.
I always wear a bathrobe. But so I'm wondering if that somehow the universe is.
Sure it is, Katie. Let's talk about not only that, but you had an earthquake. And I think that all these natural phenomenons, there's a reason for them, or I think it does affect a person's body. And the dogs.
Lady's been wild.
Yeah.
And have you been hearing girls getting punched in the face in New York?
Well, I heard that the last time I was there. Did we not talk about that?
We didn't talk about that.
Put me over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Put me over the edge. You know it did because I called you or I talked to you and I said, Katie.
Don't get punched.
This is serious.
I know.
I mean, the last time I was in New York, I was kind of, you know, ducking, you know, just got nervous. Is it still happening?
People getting punched? I don't think so. I haven't heard about any punchings happening recently. But
right in the face, you girls.
Right in the face.
This is not funny. We're making... poking fun of it, but it's not
just
funny.
Stay aware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie, this earthquake, when that happened this week.
I was in a private and I didn't feel anything.
Yeah. You didn't feel a thing.
I didn't feel a thing. But the funny thing is, though, that morning on the way to the studio, I got so nauseous and I like threw up a little bit. And I'm like, oh, that's so weird. Like, I wonder if I'm like back to my first trimester, because I've been getting a lot more nausea again. Man. Not like as bad as it was in first trimester, but definitely like waves of nausea that are similar to first trimester vibes. And it happened. And sometimes being in a car provokes it. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's what it was. But maybe it was because the earth was moving.
Kind of moving. Wow.
Kind of moving.
Yeah. People don't believe in a higher being, I'm telling you, somebody has control over all this.
Well, it's Mother Nature.
Which to me is God, yes. It is. Well, I'm
have so much to do, and I literally woke up today, came downstairs, had a muffin, and I went back up and I took a nap.
Yeah, well,
I'm exhausted. Today I've been, you know, when you're so tired, you're like shaky.
Yes.
That's what I am today.
And oh boy, well, then you just have to listen to your body and go back to bed.
No, I know.
If you can, you know.
No, today I'm home, thank God, but it's just the exhaustion.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're not going out anyhow. Just go to bed then.
Okay.
Rest up. Well, I made it to Tucson, but you know how that is for me. Before any kind of trip, there's just so much that I had to get done first, and so then the anxiety is through the roof.
What did you have to get done?
Well, God love these painters. God love all the workmen. But they're moving into the kitchen area. Kitchen area, our little kitchenette area. So everything had to be prepped before we left, which means everything had to be moved. Again, I don't even know. I'm going to end up moving everything outside. I don't know where I'm going. It's like I'm piling it right up to the ceiling.
Where are they stopping? Are you doing the whole first floor?
The whole first floor, which means sanding of all the everybody's sick of me talking about this, but so that all had to be moved. And of course, it was to the bloody last minute. And then Dad's going, what about the curtains? What about the light? Oh, I said, oh my God, I forgot about those, the drapes there. We got to get those
down. But you have to take them down? Why can't they take it down?
Katie, it's enough that they're seeing all my open drawers and moving all that. I can't expect that. They have to be there to work and get this project done. I don't want them to be moving. Dad is the only one that I trust to unscrew all that hardware and put it in one spot and take down the. And then when he said I have to take down
on yourself here.
Well, no, I'm Katie. Somebody has to do it,
right? But you hired them.
No, not to be moving all my stuff like that. No, I just have to make sure that whole area is properly ready for them, so they can boom, 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 get this project done. I think I'm getting sick from it.
Where, in the head or physically?
Physically in the head, yes. And where are my brains that I did not put a mask on? Because I've been telling everybody that the oil, it's an oil-based paint, so the smell is so tremendous. Mm-hmm. It just kind of takes your breath away, where I said to Kevin, open the windows. We have to have – and of course, he loves that when we sleep, you know, because it's still cold. Open the windows. Open – I should be wearing a mask in the house.
Yeah, you should.
Because I think that it is burning my nasal pharynx, pharyngeal area. Yes.
What?
I could hardly swallow. I could hardly swallow. I felt like I was getting sick. So then I thought, oh my God, should I take the Mucinex? This is before I got on the plane. And then I thought, oh, my ears.
What's with the ears?
Because you know how I am. If your ears,
summer's ear.
Well, but if you go on the airplane and you got ear problems, they're going to.
But you don't have ear. What?
I was not feeling good, Katie. You're not listening to me. I wasn't feeling good. So I thought I got to do the Afrin. I got to do the Mucinex. And I'm going to double up on Advil.
Whoa.
Because
okay.
I thought I have to be prepared. So
well,
that
how
my
about
ears,
any natural remedies?
What?
You know, I don't know. Electrolytes.
Oh, I do all that. I do electrolytes. Electrolytes are going to help. I could hardly swallow. So I'm thinking to myself, this is what I get for not wearing a mask in the house. Okay. We got, okay. So we had to get everything prepped in the house got that done. Dad was very good at taking orders for me. Mm-hmm. And we did, we were a good team when we worked together. So we got that done. We had to go to an event that evening, which means I had to make sure everything was packed, at least figure out clothing for all these little events that we have here in Tucson. It's like a costume party too. Well, I mean, we have one event that we have to be dressed up as, you know, Western style.
Is everyone going to be actually dressed up, or are you and Dad going to be the only two that are?
The only two clowns?
Yeah. I have a feeling that's probably what it's going to be.
No, they will.
How do you know this?
Well, I'll let you know next week what happens.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Dad is saying, I said, where are your cowboy boots? And of course, you know, the ones that he wants to wear. Mm-hmm. I said, this is not Montana. This is not, we're not on the farm.
He wants people to believe that he is a full on rancher.
I said, can we think a Ralph Lauren, Lauren? That's what this is all about. We got to look good. I found a pair of boots. He says, they hurt. I said, just put them on. They look good.
They're new?
Where did Dad get those from? They were newer.
I don't know.
They look like they're worn a little bit, but he said, ooh, they're a little tight. I says, well, I've been there, done that. Just put them on.
Yeah.
So anyhow, so we did that. We had to go to our event that night. Came home, of course, started not feeling good. And I thought, oh, God. And then, of course, it's crack of dawn. We had to be to the airport. So it's like there was no sleep going on at all. And because we are Delta loyal, I feel like this is just my soliloquy.
Keep going.
Okay. Since we are Delta loyal, we have to travel backwards to go forward. So we had to go to Atlanta.
Why don't you guys fly out of Chicago?
Delta does not go there.
That's not
their hub.
Milwaukee's not their hub either. It's probably more of a hub in Chicago than Milwaukee.
No. So we had to go to Atlanta and then Atlanta all the way to Tucson.
I think
and that was a long flight.
Huh?
That was a long flight from Atlanta. Well, needless to say, from the Mucinex, the Afrin, the double up on the Advil, I was knocked out.
And probably a glass of wine, too.
No. Are you kidding me, Katie? No,
in the Delta Club?
I couldn't swallow, Katie. When I tell you I couldn't swallow, it was just raw.
Raw.
It was just raw, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, it got better here. So, see, this is what I'm saying. It's got to be the paint.
Well, I think you need to come to New York then.
Yeah,
I have another apartment that you can just live at.
I know.
For the time being.
I know. Either that or I'll go back up to the River Bend. They'll take good care of me there. I don't know what else to say. Yeah. I don't know what else to say. So, we are here in Tucson, and I don't like to badmouth anything.
Let's badmouth it. The hotel sucks.
This is not a Carroll hotel.
Mm. Tell me about it.
Katie. And you know what it's like when
rough.
I walk in a hotel room and I'm going, what?
What is
and
it
Dad
like?
Goes, oh God.
Yeah.
And I had to just succumb to the fact that there was nothing better. There was not going to be any other better rooms.
Are there other better hotels?
Katie, this is where the conference is. We have to be here because everything is happening night and day here. Mm. So let's put it this way, and I'm very spoiled. There's no mini bar to raid.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Does that answer it?
What else is bad about the hotel?
Dim.
Dim.
Dim. Dim light.
Mm.
And you know what that means?
Filth.
You can't see a damn thing.
They
do it on
can't
purpose.
See the dirt.
Oh, deliver me. I'm telling you.
A bad hotel.
It just spoils it.
Is just
not fun. I was so looking
fun.
Forward to this. Yeah, I'm just sad. But, you know, it's all right. We'll get through it. We'll get through it.
What's the weather like?
Well, all right. Oh, that's why I have a bathrobe
on. I don't think you like Arizona too much.
I don't think I do. Sorry, Arizona people. Now we're gonna get the people from Arizona upset.
It's okay.
But it's just the place I'm at. Okay, so we're in the Sonoran Desert.
The what?
Sonora Desert. Sonoran Desert. It is when I say, Cactus City. It is like the whole mountain is full of cacti. Mm-hmm. There is no way. Dad and I took the trail. We took the walk this morning. We didn't go on the hike. We didn't go on the Jeep excursion because they were full up. And I said, well, it's meant to be, Kevin. Kevin, Daddy was very disappointed about the Jeep thing.
Mom, I figured when you said you're going on excursions, I go, there's no way that you are going on any excursion. When you said, yeah, Dad and I are going to split up. We're going to do our own thing.
Yeah, we were going to, but I guess we didn't. Weren't. Yes, we were. We went down there. We were going to do it. We didn't sign up for it. I didn't know we had to sign up ahead of time for these excursions. Okay. And I looked at Dad and I said, let's just go on the walk. They have some kind of trail around this joint. I said, let's just go on the trail, walking trail here. Mm-hmm. Thank God Dad was with me. Every other sign said, beware of mountain lions. Beware of rattlesnakes. Just like you said, I am sitting there going, we are deep now into this walk. I said, can you imagine if I was by myself, Kevin?
What? Did you see any wildlife?
And they kept saying, please do not go off the trail. I thought, who in God's name would go off the trail? Katie, there's just, you'd be walking into Cactus City. Yeah. And it's like, you just, Dad said, touch it. And I went, oh my God. I mean, it's just one little, and you know what Dad said, Katie? Hmm. He said, that's what he was more afraid of when he went, when, well, that was in Arizona when the three of you and Christopher and Dad went on that.
Horseback riding trail, he got bucked off.
And he said he was more afraid of being bucked off into the cacti mm-hmm. yeah, than anything. And I said, oh, I can see why. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, we walked all the way up to the top of the hill to see the waterfall. Okay, well, it was like a trickle, but that's all right. Yeah, we walked back down. I just don't – Katie, it's tired. The place is tired. Oof. It was built in 1984.
Oof.
And –
it shows.
Yeah. Even the menus look tired. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So I, as you know, I did not mention the name of the hotel and I'm not going to, but yeah, just I was expecting more, you know.
But were you? I feel all of, every single time you've done any of these like things with Dad, the hotels have been terrible.
No, I don't think so. Because last year it wasn't in Coral Gables.
I know, but it still wasn't that amazing.
Yeah. And I realize they have to be at a place where they can have these breakout sessions and, you know, they have to have a conference areas, you know, ballrooms mm-hmm. and all that. But I can think, I don't know. I think they picked a bad place, but
yeah. It's not the vibe for you.
I know. So here I am. All I am doing is complaining about it, but I'm trying to hang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
With my flip-flops on.
I know, till Thursday.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So we start the – everything starts – well, everybody's on the expeditions now. Excursions, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then it starts – well, I've already registered. I've got my lanyard with my name on it.
Nice.
And Dad set up the booth. And so we have the kickoff tonight and the kickoff party in the desert tonight. So you asked about the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I am when that sun goes down, it is cold. I mean, 40 degrees.
It's chilly.
And even if you're outside right now and you're in the shade and not in the sun, it's cold.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Hence
the difference.
Robe.
You know, hence the robe. I'm freezing in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no air conditioning
on. Robe on.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. Anyhow, that's all right. And no shopping, Katie.
I don't think that'd be a good gift
store. I said, let me see
there.
The gift store. I went, oh, forget it. I walked right out.
It's crap.
I wished I golfed because Dad thought he was going on the excursion. And of course, what did he didn't bring a baseball hat or sunglasses. I said, let's go get it. The gift shop closed. We went up to the little guy at the front desk and we said, it says on the sign that, if they're not open, that you could go and get us anything that we need. We need to buy two things. Well, I can't do that. I said, but the sign says that you can go in there. Just open it up. I know exactly what we need. Can't do that because it's a third party. He said, but there's a CVS nearby. I said, I'm not going to a CVS. I said, we do not have wheels. I said, we're in the middle of a desert, for God's sakes.
This ain't no Four Seasons.
Oh, So then I said, what about the spa, Kevin? Let's go to the spa.
You would go to a spa at a crappy hotel?
Well, where else? To the spa to see if they had a hat.
Oh.
So we went to the spa. The gal said, no, we don't have anything there. She goes, how about the golf club?
Mm-hmm.
The golf club? I said, well, that's a fantastic idea. They'd have hat. And now, why didn't the little guy at the front desk? He's sending us to CVS.
He is out of his mind.
So she, I said, well, where is this
Losing
golf
a
club?
Sale.
Yeah. She said, just right around back behind by the, I said, okay. So we walked around and sure enough, there's a little guy there now. And I said, where's the golf club? I keep thinking, I'm saying it wrong, but I said, where? And he says, well, it's about half a mile down the road. He said, would you like a cart, a golf cart? I said, okay. Well, I said to Dad, do you know how to drive this thing? He says, yeah, I know how to drive it, Carol. And I thought to myself, he says, Carol, I got to be back in 5 minutes. I said, you don't even know if you can go on the expedition. Okay. So we got on it and we're beelining it down there. Sure enough, nice hat, nice glasses. And I thought to myself, I wish I golfed. I could find a lot of outfits there.
Mm.
That was the only shopping. I would have bought some for Lizzie. Golfers. I would have bought anything.
We're not golfers.
No, no. But they have quite a few things.
That will ever be, nor do I want to be.
I just was in the mood to shop a little. You know?
Tell me about it.
Forget
it. I feel like I'm just spitting out money at this point.
And it's not for you.
I know. And that's the thing. Because even Matt was like, oh my God, I feel like we're spending. I'm like, here's the thing. It's not frivolous things. It's stuff that we need.
Mattress.
Yes. So we went this weekend to Pottery Barn Kids and got the crib mattress and a couple sheets and things. But like all the extra accoutrement that we need, it's like necessary stuff.
Well, that is, but pictures and things you don't need, Kate.
I'm not getting pictures.
Oh, what are the other accoutrements?
Like diaper bags for the diaper pail. So much.
Yeah, it's expensive to have a baby.
I know. Especially in the beginning, I feel, because you don't know.
Exactly what you need. Yeah, I know. Well, and plus, in the very beginning, you got to, you know, you have to get everything.
No, I know. But it's just like crazy.
Yeah.
How much. And I feel my list is never ending.
I know. And then, you know, Katie, the diapers itself.
I know I'm going to need so many more than what I have right now, but yeah. I'm like, I'm just going to keep what I have now. And
but what I'm saying is that it's, you know, it's just a constant, you know, thing to buy extra on your shopping list.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of going a little crazy because I just feel like the list is never ending of like things I have to do around the apartment. I have to finish the nursery area. I want to make it look perfect. The recliner is not coming until like middle May.
I know. And you could use that now.
Uh-huh. Jeez. Which like gives me anxiety because I just like want the space done.
Done. I know.
The mattress is not coming until beginning of May because it was back ordered. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh.
No, I know.
Oh, but you have the bassinet. That's right.
Right. Yeah. But still, I'm just like, I feel like I'm in this limbo right now.
And here, I told you that you had so much time, you didn't have to do all this so soon. Look it. We never even thought about back-ordered stuff.
No. So that's crazy. Literally last night, I once again, you know, couldn't sleep. So Matt is in Dallas right now. He's like speaking at a conference and I'm so upset. I love going with him to those places, but it was not worth it for me to go. But in the middle of the night, of course, couldn't sleep. So I just got up and did laundry.
Well, you might as well.
I did the rest of the baby laundry.
Yeah.
And blasted the lights on and just started doing work.
That's why Lady's going crazy.
She's going insane.
Yeah.
But the Molly Suds newborn detergent is very good.
Does it have a scent, Katie?
There's one with a scent and one without a scent. But it's all organic and it washes really nice.
I have to get that, so I have that here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Molly's, say that again.
Molly Suds.
Okay, I'm going to write that down.
But like even too with like the diaper stuff, like what creams. I feel like I have so many damn creams and rash, diaper rash things, and I don't know what's going to work. And
I was going to say, and you don't know what if the baby's going to be allergic to something or what you're going to need.
I didn't even think about that. And then also, I need to continue, or I need to reach back out to through my insurance because I ordered my breast pump a while ago, but I never got it. So I need to figure that out.
Boy, I had no idea that the insurance company would pay for stuff like that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
No, totally.
You know, back in the day, but you know, like I said to you before, we always had manual ones, but they did have electric pumps and whatnot. But I think that you a lot of times you rented them from the pharmacies.
That sounds kind of gross.
I know.
That sounds disgusting.
But I do think that some people did that.
Did you do that?
No.
Did you breast pump right away? Did you pump right away?
No. I didn't at all, no. Because I think it's better to have the baby, get, if you can, just get used to you.
But you didn't pump at all in your pregnancies?
No, not – well, I did at the end, towards the end. Because I went back to work, I think, and I needed to have – and then I wanted to get you guys used to a synthetic nipple.
Wait, so how long did you breastfed?
I think I only breastfed for like 4 months.
For both of us?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Because it was just I was in some performances and shows and it was just time to get my body back. But I think any little bit you can do is fantastic.
No, totally. But
if you can.
Every other mom has been telling me that you should have the breast pump when you give birth because sometimes the baby won't latch to you, but then they'll latch to like, you know, a bottle with your breast milk.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dear Lord. Yeah.
And it's a lot to think about. Bottles? I don't, it's just, there's so much.
I know. I'll be there soon.
And then formula? Like, God forbid, I don't like breast pump or breast milk doesn't work.
Okay, let's not even go
there, honey. But, no, but I have to.
Yeah, but let's not go there yet.
I know, but I have to be somewhat prepared. Yeah, what if both – I know, but what if both those things, God forbid, don't work?
Well, then, but then we'll pick up some formula, but we don't even know what kind, you know.
That's my point. I feel like I have no idea.
No, you don't. You shouldn't yet, honey. Don't worry about that. We just have to get the baby on this earth.
Yeah, well, it's on the earth, but in, you know, outside my belly. Lord, it's.
Hey, listen, I saw that new little clip from TSS with you and your belly walking down the street with the two other gals.
Our new Skyline collection's coming out. We launched a new pair of leggings and sports bra and sweatshirt that's like actually amazing. They're really, really good. Well, they're coming out, I think, on the 15th. So
for TSS. Adorable.
Yeah, cute.
That
right?
was very adorable. And I have to tell you, I just absolutely love the Nodum ads and TikToks. And, you know, today especially, they had the picture of the goat with the special eclipse
glasses
on. I mean, they just are so imaginative and so creative. I just love it. So Matt has a good team working for him.
Yeah.
I was so proud of him on
CNBC.
Oh, it's just fantastic.
I know.
He's so cool and collected.
He's so good at that kind of stuff. And like just speaking publicly and not getting nervous at all.
No.
And it's funny because I have no problem being in front of an audience. I love to be center of attention. I love to be in front of people. But when it comes to like public speaking, I need to have – like I think I can speak pretty well off the top of my head.
Yes, you've gotten so good at it, Katie.
But I definitely get more nervous when it comes to like talking because I'm just used to like moving my body and like having that be the vehicle of how I express myself. But he just is so good at it.
But that's just – his forte.
I know.
And it was – they were kind of ribbing him a little bit in the beginning. I can't remember exactly what it was, but he just – he handled it so well. It was just adorable. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. He's very good. So he gets home later tonight. But this week I just don't – like I don't know where to begin or end on my list of things to do.
This week and it's just Monday. It feels like it's already Thursday or Friday for me too.
I know. You know, It's my birthday week.
That's right. How could I forget to even put that on my list?
Wow.
To talk about today.
Jeez. I know. Thursday's my birthday. Well, when this podcast goes live, it's my birthday. And it's so funny how—
Happy birthday, Katie.
How times have changed, because like this year, Matt's like, we should maybe try to go away upstate. Like, but, and I'm like, I don't want to do anything of that sort. I just want to be home. I scheduled a facial.
Good. And what are you going to do? Are you going to go out to eat?
I don't know. I mean, maybe.
It does change, doesn't it? It's just every year is different, Kate.
It's different. But 31, that seems 31. Old.
Oh, Katie. Mm-hmm. You have so much ahead of you.
No, I know.
Yeah.
31. Where were you
and when you were
31?
And you were born on Easter Sunday.
Where were you that when year. You were 31? What were you doing?
Well, where was I?
You're married?
Oh, yeah. I was married, and I was pregnant with Christopher.
Because, you were pregnant at 31, gave birth at 32.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? So we kind of are aligning ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
My firstborn, your firstborn. You're a little bit behind me.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Yeah. But, Katie, I think you as – I think I was at that point – had done a lot with my career, a lot. And you have too, and it was just the right time. The timing was just perfect then to start a family.
Mm-hmm. It is like so crazy because, yes, the timing, you can't plan for this kind of stuff. And like, I remember in the beginning, I kind of second-guessed myself because it was a little bit more of a surprise when we found out that I was pregnant.
Me too.
Like I wasn't expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely second-guessed the timing of it. And I'm like, I feel like I'm just starting to get my footing and my career is like getting bigger and I'm doing more things and traveling more. And then I got pregnant. But I feel it's only getting bigger and bigger. And I don't know if you felt this way, but I feel once I have the baby and maybe a little bit farther, you know, down the line, I'll be way more like concise, or I'll use my time better into the things that I'm doing. And I think it'll be more fulfilling.
Well,
later on when
to.
I have – do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep. You'll have to because –
I don't know if that made any sense.
Well, I think the organization of your life
– changes.
Changes tremendously. And it's going to be more about –
I have to be more deliberate with my time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
You're right. Because you're really planning for not just you and – fitting Matt in, but it's putting that baby first.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it is a lot, Katie.
Yeah.
And I too thought, oh my God, am I ready for this? And I thought, well, that's a stupid question. You're pregnant. You will be ready for it.
Right. Right. But then it goes back to being women will have had 9 months to prepare and mentally prepare. And I think at the end of your pregnancy is when like the anxiety starts and you're like, oh my God, am I ready? Do I have all the things? Where for men, I feel Matt still like, yes, he's like, of course, so excited and, you know, he can't wait. But I don't think he mentally is like at the same place that I'm at. Because there's not a second in my day that I don't think about being pregnant. Because I feel the baby or I look in the mirror or whatever.
Right.
Where there's times in the day where Matt doesn't think about it whatsoever. And I think that goes for a lot of men.
Yeah.
Probably most men.
Well, that's going to change. That's
totally
going to change very quickly when that baby comes. Yeah.
Totally. I think it's probably more of an adjustment for the man in some weird way.
Because they're not prepping like your body is prepping.
Right.
That's a very good point. Yeah. But Matt is so ready and
of course, but it's just the mental.
I know.
Space for it.
And the preparation that you're going to have to make every single day because it's going to be around the feeding schedule of the baby. Changing the baby's diapers, getting the, you know, all those things.
Right.
Yeah, it's you have to be organized.
I know.
Can you imagine having one after the other after the other? I mean,
no.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
God bless mothers, right?
For real. But like for the feeding stuff, like, were you on, did you set yourself like a strict schedule, like every 3 hours, or were you like whatever,
you know, initially, no, because you don't really know what the schedule is then.
Right.
So, and number one, you're not going to know if you're, how big your baby is, how much they're going to need, if the baby is colicky, if the baby, you know.
Yeah. How do you know if the baby's colicky?
When
there's so many things
crying,
that,
Katie.
That's, there's so many things that I feel like I don't know.
Yeah. And you learn as you go, honey.
And then you bring them to back to the hospital to put them under a light if they're colicky?
No. What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Not under a light. That's if they're jaundiced. God, Katie.
Well, what's that? Tell me what is that?
Well, that's something having to do with their liver, and it's not producing the bilirubin.
Billy Rubin?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Well, tell me. Obviously, yeah, I don't know. Do you know?
They know that before you leave the hospital, usually. But if your baby's skin starts turning a little yellow, then we have to worry.
What?
Yeah. And a lot of times you just put them in front of a sunny window.
Mm-hmm. The hell?
Yeah. But no, that no amount of light is going to cure a colicky baby.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The baby's little tummy and all that stuff is with the colicky, and it's just, yeah.
And then the gas drops, and then all of this.
No, we'll just wrap them properly.
Sometimes I feel that TikTok can just be
crazy.
Yes.
You have to get off of TikTok for a while, Katie.
It's just making me nuts a little bit.
Yeah. Stop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously, stop it. Because you're just getting yourself all wound up, and then preparing for something that's not going to even happen. But yes, getting back to feeding the baby, I fed my babies whenever they wanted it in the beginning, because you don't really know what the schedule is. So you just feed them, you know, until the milk comes in, because the milk doesn't come in right away.
Right.
It's all that, is it called colostrum that comes in first?
Wow. That's like liquid gold. And then some people are like pumping before you even have a baby to get the colostrum.
Oh, Katie, that's crazy. Now somebody's going to hear me say that and think that I shouldn't say that. But I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I'm telling you that people do that.
Oh, dear God.
No, I know. I'm like, I don't even know.
Doulas and the midwives ask them, but maybe you shouldn't ask them. I don't know. Maybe they'll tell you to do that. Oh, God. Oh, God. I do look bad without any makeup on, but
no,
I'm going to take a shower as soon as we're done. So.
You look beautiful. Did you see me? I need a shower at some point, too. Lord,
oh,
have
God.
Mercy.
I know. Yeah, but I'm not home to take a shower. Okay, I'm not going to go there. Anyhow, and then you get on a schedule.
Yeah.
And then if you can try to do it every couple hours, every 3 hours, I mean, you just figure it out, you know? And then you go from one side to the other side to make sure that they're even.
And
you got to remember, wait a minute, which side did I do it on? Yeah.
No, I think the thing is, too, is whenever, obviously, I'm like visibly
pregnant. That's
why
you wear the bracelet.
Yeah. I'm visibly pregnant and people, you know, I have a belly. And then people are like, oh, like, when are you due? And when I say next month, my heart like drops into my butt.
I'm sure. Because you can't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy.
Well.
What's your honest to Pete?
That's
Mom?
All she wrote. My honest to Pete is somebody out there is really listening. Because guess what? I had a whole gift bag of jelly beans delivered to my front door. I was the happiest person in the whole wide world. Jennifer, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, because when I went to Sendex to see if I could buy some jelly beans, they didn't have a drop, not one jelly bean. So I had to buy Mike and Ike's. Do you know Mike and Ike's? We eat them.
Mike and Ike's are good. Yeah, I do know Mike and Ike's.
But they're not a jelly bean. So because of Jennifer, I now have my Easter jelly beans. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
There we go. Yeah. Always need our jelly bean. Yeah. Mama, I love you. Stay strong in Tucson. You can do it. A couple more nights at a crappy hotel. Yeah. Won't kill you.
No, it won't. Makes you stronger. Put my flip-flops on and I'm going to hop in that shower. So,
Everyone, make sure to like, subscribe, comment, find us anywhere you can find podcasts, Instagram, TikTok. Follow us at Carol Greif, at Katie Sheely, at Honest Pete. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.